Hey there, this is Harriet, and I wanted to invite you to check out a book that was written by Billy Graham so many years ago. It's entitled Billy Graham Invites You to Discover the Holy Spirit. Here is the Power to Change Your Life. And I've chosen to share with you today page 125 that focuses on sanctification. And I want you to try to listen in on this as I read it. And it's written from Billy Graham. The word sanctification comes from the Greek word, which means to be separate or to set apart for a purpose. Paul speaks of the believer as having been sanctified by the Holy Spirit in Romans 15 and 16. He wrote to the Corinthians saying that they, having been sanctified, are called to be saints, 1 Corinthians 1 and 2. We Christians are to be progressively sanctified or made righteous in holiness as we daily abide in Christ and obey his word. Abiding and obedience are the keys to a successful, spirit-dominated life. We are as much sanctified as we are possessed by the Holy Spirit. It is never a question of how much you and I have of the Holy Spirit, but how much he has of us. The scriptures teach that sanctification has three parts to it. First, the moment you receive Christ, there is an immediate sanctification. Second, as we progress in the Christian life, there is a progressive sanctification. Third, when we go to heaven, there will be total and complete sanctification, which is called glorification. And he goes on to talk about a friend on one of the Caribbean islands who purchased the ruins of an old mansion. In his eyes, he sees it as it will someday be beautiful, restored, perfect. It is sanctified. In the meantime, he is working on it with his limited resources, his ingenuity, and his love. To the average beholder, it may look like something out of a horror movie, with its scraps of lumber, patched tin roof, fabulous tile floor. But to our friend, it is special, loved. He sees it as it will be someday. Perhaps the world sees the body of Christ, the true church, as others see this mansion. But God sees it as it will eventually be, perfect, complete. It is being sanctified. In our friend's eyes, the mansion is already beautiful because he sees it in his mind's eye, the finished product. When he begins work on it, it will be in the process of being restored. And someday our friend will complete his work and the mansion will be, in reality, what he always hoped it would be. In a far greater way, God looks on us in Jesus Christ. He sees us now as fully sanctified because he knows that we will be someday. Also, he is at work in us, restoring us. We are being sanctified. And someday that process will be complete when we go to be with him throughout all eternity. We will be fully sanctified. J.B. Phillips says that God predestinates to us to bear the family likeness of his son in Romans 8 and 29. That is what is happening to us now as believers. We are being progressively sanctified to spiritual maturity, to bear the family likeness of his son. Remember that Jesus Christ was perfect and we are to strive for perfection. While this will be complete only in heaven, it should be our goal right now. This is what the Bible means when it commands us, like the Holy One who called you, be holy yourselves also in all your behavior. Because it is written, you should be holy for I am holy. 1 Peter 1:15, 16. Whether we realize it or not, we are growing spiritually through the conflicts, turbulence, troubles, temptations, testings, and so on that afflict all Christians slowly or rapidly. But there is coming a day when all of this will be past and we will be completely sanctified. We know that when he appears, we shall be like him because we shall see him just as he is. 1 John 3 and 2. In the meantime, Christians, day by day, week by week, and month by month, are told to walk in the Spirit. Ladies, walk in the Spirit. Walking in the Spirit means being led and directed by the Holy Spirit. This comes as we progressively yield various areas of our lives to the Spirit's control. Paul said, walk by the Spirit and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh. Galatians 5 and 16. Now desire in itself is not wrong. Is what we desire a lust for that is wrong, and when we yield. God bless you. I wanted to share this with you. This is a book that I have been reading for years, and it was written by Billy Graham, And if you want to try to find it on your own, it's titled Billy Graham Invites You to Discover the Holy Spirit. Here is the power to change your life. And ladies, that it will. The Holy Spirit is a totally different study within itself. And I want to encourage you to try to find this study as Billy Graham invites you to discover the Holy Spirit. Here is the power to change your life. God bless you, and I hope you enjoyed this reading.